There were protesters in Utah Monday when the president gave a speech there to a veterans group. More are expected to turn up when he gives an address Wednesday in Idaho on combating terrorism. Between the two appearances, Mr. Bush was scheduled to spend a quiet day at a resort in the mountains of Idaho. Instead, he summoned a small group of reporters for an early morning informal question and answer session. He seemed eager to talk about the protesters and defend his handling of Iraq. Mr. Bush took specific aim at war critics who want him to bring U.S. troops home now.
I think immediate withdrawal from Iraq would be a mistake. I think those who advocate immediate withdrawal or from not only Iraq but the Middle East are advocating a policy that would weaken the United States.
Mr. Bush gave no indication he plans to meet with Cindy Sheehan, the mother of a soldier killed in Iraq who has been leading a vigil near his Texas ranch. She has become a symbol for many in the anti-war movement. But the president noted there are other military families who think differently.
I appreciate her right to protest. I understand her anguish. I met with a lot of families. She doesn't represent the view of a lot of the families I have met with.
The president pointed to political progress in Iraq, saying that country is on its way to adopting a new constitution. He noted that drafting a democratic constitution after years of dictatorship is difficult, but added he is optimistic. Mr. Bush was asked about the possibility that Iraq's Sunni Muslims might reject the document and step up the insurgency.
If the Sunnis have got to make a choice, do they want to live in a society that's free? Or they want to live in violence. And I suspect most mothers, no matter what their religion may be, will choose a free society so their children can grow up in a peaceful world.
President Bush said the adoption of a democratic constitution by the Iraqi people is going to be an important change for the broader Middle East. He indicated he believes it is already a region in flux, noting once again that Israel has taken the unprecedented step of dismantling settlements in Gaza. He said the next step must be to help Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas establish a working government in the area. He said the world must stay focused on Gaza, indicating success there would set the stage for progress in the peace process.
I understand that in order for this process to go forward, there must be confidence. Confidence that the Palestinian people would have in their own government to perform. Confidence that with the Israelis, that they'll see a peaceful state emerging.
Mr. Bush said this is a very hopeful period in the history of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He said the disengagement from Gaza has changed the dynamic on the ground, calling it a courageous and tough decision by Israel. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.